We continue to follow the humanitarian situation in Russia's week-long war in Ukraine. Today, explosions continued in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, and children are among the victims. We're joined now by pediatric surgeon Oleg Gudyk. He works at the National Children's Hospital in the capital, Kyiv, which we learned has now opened its doors to anyone in need of medical attention. And Dr. Gudyk, have you begun to see war injuries?
Yes, situation in our hospital is changed in the first day in the war. Other people in city Kyiv is coming in our hospital, and we operated. The first patient is damage of neck and very, very huge bleeding. It was approximately 7 years old child. There are many, many incidents in streets in Kyiv, in shooting and bombing. It's very, very terrible. We must understand in our hospital in located in the city center, downtown.
So can you tell me what's going on in the hospital now? When you walk into the hospital, what does it look like?
We stay in hospital. Now it's week we live in hospital. Today we open five operating room, and we open a new big and huge emergency, and we stay in the waiting patients, because we understand if start bombing or shooting in the street, there are many people are damaged, and we will wait what happened next.
What happens in the hospital when the missile warning sirens go off?
We stay in the basement, and many patients now stay in these floors.
Are you tired?
Yes, we tired. Now we change. We working 4 hours, sleep 2 hours, and next 4 hours working.
How do you keep the children's spirits up? Are the children afraid?
No. No.
No.
Maybe it's in our clinic we have got psychologist who working every patient and talk with him what happened. Please don't worry.
I wonder how you feel as a physician, as a doctor, to see children being injured by guns, by weaponry. How do you grapple? How do you understand?
We understand it's a war, and our emotions is very, very deep in the heart every colleagues.
Do you get worried that the hospital may be targeted?
We understand, for example, yesterday two bombs not far away in our clinics. But today, many colleagues say we stay now, and we will stay in clinic for the victory in Ukraine, because we understand it's our work, and we must do and help children, patients, soldiers, because it's very, very important.
Do you have the supplies that you need? Do you have enough medications? Do you have what you need to continue treating patients?
There are many volunteers who help our clinic, and medication, food, everything.
So you will be speaking today to a lot of Americans in their homes and their cars. What do you want us to know about what's happening there?
I say only people in America, it war. It's not incidents, it's war. There are many people died, killed in our country. But I'm not understand why President Putin do this situation. because Ukrainian it's independent country and Ukrainian have got history. And maybe I want to say thank you people on the world who support Ukrainian now.
We reached pediatric surgeon Dr. Oleg Godik at the National Children's Hospital in Kyiv.